giving away
okay.
what the play is no, by just based off the personnel.
They're giving it away off of their trends in the red zone. They run the ball on first down way too many times in the red zone. All the time, first down for the most part. That's what they do. But the all-pro tight end got blew up.
Yeah, he's got to execute.
So at some point, we got to put it on the players, too. Players got to make some damn plays.
I agree.
I mean, come on.
Here's the more interesting point that he made, and I actually find this one really fascinating. When do we start judging Brock as a $60 million quarterback if that's what he wants?
Well, I've kind of...
Because I feel like once we get into that conversation that's like opening a whole bag of worms.
Well, we got into the conversation after week two in Minnesota. We got into it in Minnesota, right? And I said, boy, that's not a $60 million quarterback. And everybody was ready to cut my head off.
Well, let me ask you this.
I'm not gonna get back into that right now because I'm already getting heat from the Bosa stands because I say, you know what, Bosa's not, he's talking too much. And no, but I'm saying, no, I do care about that because you can't have an opinion these days because it's always blame Shanahan. That's our default mechanism now. Blame Shanahan.
Well, that is foolish, and no, I hear
but
you.
But it's the truth, though. It's the truth. Everybody blame Shanahan. Well, how many calls have we taken this week where it's blame Shanahan or talk about the players? It's the damn coach. Well, I see Coach Ufaleo call it right now. You know what he's going to do? He's going to blame the coach.
Well, I think
what do we do with the Golden State Warriors? We blame the coach.
But wouldn't you agree?
We blame the coach all the time.
I mean, if the coach's name was like John Smith, I don't think we'd be talking about it. It's Kyle Shanahan. We knew who his dad was. He's been here almost a decade, right? Like, he's been here through multiple quarterbacks. He's a very high-profile coach, right?
These coaches are all high-profile.
Well, I mean, we were talking about Zach Taylor. He feels very anonymous. Whereas Kyle Shanahan, and also maybe if I was in Cincinnati, I'd view it differently. But Shanahan, if you go around the league, people are like, yeah, it's Shanahan's offense.
Yeah, no, it's not the Colts, fascinated
you know. So, but here's some stock report. This was by The Athletic. Jeff Howe, he put this out this morning. This is all the quarterbacks in the NFL. Mahomes 1, Jackson 2, CJ Stroud 3, Josh Allen 4. This is through 5 weeks. Burrow 5. Prescott 6. Brock Purdy 7. And what's interesting is in the notes and stuff, he puts, well, he outplayed Aaron Rodgers and Jacoby Brissett, but got outplayed by Sam Darnold, who's the 12th best quarterback on this ranking. Matt Stafford, who's 19th thus far this year on this ranking, and Kyler Murray, who's 11th on this one. Now, it's not as simple as I got outplayed because you're going up against defenses and stuff. But there is some Purdy conversation, and Purdy, I don't think he had his best game. But
down at SoFi Stadium, Purdy was the better quarterback on the field. He was better than Stafford in that game. He was better.
He was really good in that game.
He was better than Stafford.
Stafford was really good, too.
Purdy was better.
Okay, you didn't think he got outplayed by Stafford?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, well, that's what it said.
When we came back on that show that Monday,
I thought he was great.
I remember the dialogue that day was like, oh, my God, Purdy was amazing.
But I'm also jaded because I can be a homer, so that's why I'm trying to take a step back and view some unbiased opinions as part of journalism.
He outplayed Stafford.
Okay.
I'll give him that. He got outplayed by Darnold and he got outplayed by Kyler. But I'm just looking. See, this is what's crazy to me. It's like I'm taking crazy pills right now. I swear to God, I'm taking crazy pills. So 415 Comcast Business Text Line. And we're going to take these calls. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. Oh, I love it. Oh, my God. 405, when the players fail to execute assignments, you can bet your ass that is a coaching problem. So a player fails to do his assignment, it's on the coach. Even the coach puts him in the position to succeed in that assignment, it's on the player. They're like, what? It's just insane.
Bruce Bochy's a great coach, right?
Oh.
Bruce Bochy. If Bobby Asileh is hitting instead of Buster Posey, I don't think he's as successful. Can we agree?
I mean, come on. I don't even know what you're saying right now.
If I gave Kyle Shanahan Jacoby Brissett, you think he's having a lot of success right now?
Of course not.
Well, I know. I'm with you. Players.
Of course
having
not.
The right players matters.
Yeah, it is.
Remember the situation he took over. This is why when I look at this quarterback thing, I'm looking at Jaden Daniels and I'm like, the situation he inherited is not great.
Right. Now,
and that's why I would elevate him in this list.
Now, I look at the red zone. The red zone walls does have an effect on Shanahan. He's got to adjust. 9 of 22, he's got to adjust. They've become real. And doing a deep dive, I did it. I called you. I was like, wow. I just watched back every red zone possession yesterday. And I was like, damn, it was a little too predictable. Yes, that's on Kyle. But the put everything on Kyle?
It's not. No, it's not.
Come on. It's everybody's.
You know my view. It's a pie chart of culpability. Okay. And there are slices depending on how big or little for all these things. Individual players, scheme, personnel, the other team. There's a million things.
And we want to put this guy on the hot seat. Let's go to Uncle Charlie in Richmond. Uncle Charlie.
Hey, man, we all got to know this. Our team is out of shape. We only play three quarters, four quarters, they go disappear. And we were talking about Shanahan should have the culture in shape to play four quarters, not three quarters. That's why we lose the Super Bowl. Four quarters, we get delusional. So if Shanahan play calling in red zone and the players must not be happy because they're not getting the balls. He's talking about executing the play. But the whole thing is, in the fourth quarter, I guess they're out of shape. You can see it on the defense. You can see it on the offense. What happened to having fun in the game? Shanahan, you need to change the culture and come back to and make it right for the players and make it right plays and change to the, adapt to the new thing. Not keep doing the same old Shanahan narcissist you're doing.
Juszczyk was having fun on the sideline. Apparently, he was having too much fun. Laughing and lollygagging. It looked like they were trying to have fun, but apparently, he wouldn't like fun. I don't know, Uncle Charlie. Let's go to. Let's go to. You know what? Coach and Vallejo. I got to hear from Coach and Vallejo. I got to hear from him because I heard you yesterday on Steiny and Guru. I didn't agree with your take, but now, but I love you, dude, Coach. I do love you. You have very good points. Go ahead, Coach.
Hey, guys. How you doing? And thanks, Vontae. You know, one thing that the coach is responsible for is playing the right players. Now, we know in pro sports, money dictates who plays more than anything else. Right now, with Dak Prescott, like I said, making $60 million a year, he can throw 10 interceptions in a row and he's still going to be the quarterback. Okay? Now, but to a lesser scale, you got players like Jennings on the 49ers who last 2 years has arguably been their best wide receiver. Why isn't he designated as a starter, okay? You got Fat Trent Williams out there. No matter what he does, since he signed a new contract, he's going to be your left tackle. When you may have a guy that's working his ass off who had been playing well in the preseason, he won't get a sniff because he's not Trent Williams.
Coach, real quick. Who was playing better than Trent Williams at the tackle spot on the 49ers this preseason?
No, I was just using that as an example.
I know, but to debunk that analogy, nobody's playing better than Trent Williams in training camp or even coming close to Trent Williams. This is why they caved in and gave him the money because they thought, and they saw what they saw in training camp and, oh, baby, we're screwed if we don't get Big 71 in here.
My point is, Bonte, is that money dictates who plays more than anything else in the pros, okay? And that's the point. You could have great players, and it is the coach to put the best players on the field, regardless to the money, then you'll have a better team. Do you agree with that?
I don't agree with you saying that Jennings has been the best wide receiver in the last 2 years when I just saw number 11 go second team all pro, go for over 1,300.
Jennings was the touchdown maker for the 49ers, and they do not go to the Super Bowl without Jennings, okay?
Keep cooking.
Well, that's my point. My point is then that, again, college is easier to switch players up. Now, you talked about basketball and Steve Kerr. He would not put his best athletes on the court, especially last year in the playoffs, okay? He'd stick with the same old guys, the same fat old veterans, instead of playing the young athletic guys. Again, I hope he doesn't do that this year. You got Lindy Waters hit 5 3-pointers the other day. He could do that for the next 3 preseason games, and Kerr will not put him in a rotation because he has a set mindset and money talks more than anything else.
Coach, can I defend Mr. Kerr for just a second, even though he doesn't need my defense?
Go ahead.
No. Like,
sure.
There is a difference between playing, let's just say, in this hypothetical, Devondre Campbell, who means nothing to Niner fans, versus 4-time champion Klay Thompson, right? We can see there's a difference in terms of what that individual means to the organization and to that coach and to that team, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I'll defend Kerr. That's all. What? Are you flushing me?
Who are you flushing?
Just flushing that whole entire call. I don't know what that. Juwan Jennings is now the key to going to Super Bowls. I just come on. Like, what are we doing? I mean, Lindy just, Waters. We got analogies there. What do we stop?
This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
Lindy Waters, the new George Odom.
Please.
This is. I don't know how long I can do this, man.
What do you mean? You live for this.
I don't know how long I could do this, man.
You love it.
All right, this is going to wreck my day.
You got me over here just like Picasso painting a portrait, and you just enjoy it.
Nate Sudfeld had guaranteed money. They cut his ass. They cut him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They cut him. Isaiah Oliver got paid guaranteed money, and by midway through the year, he was not playing.
It probably went on a few weeks longer than it needed to, but I'm with you.
But he's not playing, but he wasn't playing, all right? I don't know if money dictates everything with Kyle Shanahan. He will take away reps.
I think it depends.
Jennings had 19 catches last year, man. The best receiver the last 2 years. I can't do that. I can't. Like, that's I can't do that.
Do what?
Jennings the best wide receiver on this football team the last 2 years.
I mean, by best, like, he means what? Most efficient?
Like
snaps played per catch?
Ayuk had 75 catches on 105
was the best
targets.
Ayuk was the best
19
wide
catches last year. We're talking about we don't make the Super Bowl without Juwan. I love Juwan Jennings. I don't want to come off strong, and I don't want to disrespect him at all. That's not my job. They're not making a Super Bowl without Juwan Jennings. That's the key to going to the Super Bowl last year, Juwan Jennings.
No.
I mean, come on.
But he was good in the Super Bowl.
I'm telling you, man, did I take some crazy pills this morning? Somebody spiked my coffee or water?
No, I think I'm excellent at creating great dialogue.
This ain't great, man. This ain't great. You call it great. You need to contact Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain at floydwater.net. Let's go to Gary in L.A. Gary in L.A. Please, Gary, tell me how it's Shanahan's fault.
I would love to. I mean, what do we judge guys on? We judge them on their history, right? We judge them on their history. So I'm going to use an analogy. You ever see Band of Brothers?
Yes.
That's a pretty good movie.
Excellent. Well, it's a series of movies, but yes, excellent.
Great. So when you start off, you meet Lieutenant Sobel. Lieutenant Sobel looks great on paper, right? Everybody thinks he's a genius. But what happens when it comes to the battle? He loses it. He tightens up. He doesn't know what to do. The same thing with Lieutenant Dyke. The moment that combat happens, he shuts down. And that's what happens to Shanahan in the fourth quarter. So it's like, it's the same thing that we've seen time and time again with Shanahan. I mean, he's got, 18 losses of losing in the fourth quarter? And then how many by 10 points or more? So, I mean, this follows him all the way from the Atlanta Falcons. So I get it. Guys make mistakes. Guys fumble. Christian McCaffrey fumbled during the Super Bowl. Stuff happens, right? But then when it comes time to make an executive decision, he chokes. He didn't know to not kick the ball in overtime. He didn't know to actually go for it on fourth down when you're in the red zone. And it's like, okay, what's going on, man? Because you seem to choke and you let off the throttle every single time. Because I'm watching the first half of the game, and Brady is saying, Brock Purdy is amazing. Brock Purdy kicked my ass last year. I mean, you know, it's like, what's going on? But then all of a sudden, now, when it comes to the fourth quarter, he lets off the gas. No more brilliant plays. Everything looks basic. You guys said it yourself. When it comes to the red zone, he's just like, what is these basic plays? No Christian McCaffrey to run it in for you? Oh, so we just have, two receivers, one tight. It's like, what are you doing? Where's the genius?
Thanks for the call, Gary. Let me do something real quick. I'm going to close my eyes. I need about 30 seconds. Please, Lord Jesus Christ. Hi, Bonte Hill, you know, just been trying to be a good father and be a good radio show host and try to do the best of my ability. I don't have many requests in life. You know, sure, I love $1 million. I love to have a house. I love to have 5 bedrooms in a house. But, you know, we can talk about that later. But dear God, this Thursday at 8:15 p.m. West Coast time, Pacific Standard Time, I should say, just please, can you just help the 49ers have one more point than the Seattle Seahawks on Thursday night? That's all I ask. Please, Jesus Christ. I love you. Amen.
Loveman, I'm getting Father Patrick's contact number. We're gonna get Father Patrick. We need a priest on our show to be the official morning roast priest, and we need to talk to him from time to time so he can explain. He's a diehard Niner fan. I want him to explain to Bonte that's not how God works. He doesn't
what
care.
Is going on here?
He doesn't care about Vonte Hill's request for his team to win by
God
one more point because there are a bunch
ways.
Of people in Seattle. What?
I don't know, man. It seems kind of risky to start, you know, saying how God does things. Who are we as mere mortals to sit here and say that's not how God does things? It's God. If God wants to do something, He's going to do it. Who's going to stop him? Or she?
Yeah. I have it right now. I got Father Patrick Summerhays' information. Yeah. We're going to book him. We're going to have fun on the other side. We are. I'm going to call him at the break.
Don't tell me God works in mysterious ways. All right, that prayer ain't going past the ceiling.
That's what I'm saying.
Now listen. Listen, man, the 707, Comcast Business Text Line, the faithful is so ungrateful, I'll take Kyle Shanahan in Vegas. And 408's right, he's 51-4 when leading by double digits in the fourth quarter. So these stats are all getting skewed. You see some numbers. We start using them in any type of way. And by the way, you lied on me, Shasky, because Spadoni sent us a screenshot of threat.
Yeah, that's earlier in the game.
No. I never said replace Brock Purdy with Darnold.
You said, what did it say?
No, I said, so unreal. You said unreal. Crapping the bed. Loveman goes, he looks so locked in. Niners look lost. I text, Shanahan is tight. Shasky goes, Purdy Shanahan all season talk.
Yeah.
I said, Brock Kirk Cousins.
Exactly.
Yeah, I admitted that. And it's Loveman, LaFleur beating Shanahan at his own game. What a cutback by CMC. And I text, all-time run. Ayuk blocking downfield. See, I always give Ayuk his credit. Oh, man. That's my guy. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and AC1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. You guys just worry about stats. I worry about the little things in football. Gary in Oakland. Is this shit? What are we doing with Shanahan?
Hey, good morning. I don't think it's Shanahan's fault. I got to agree with you, Bonte.
Thank you. Look, I got somebody out there. At least I got one friend.
Look. We're 2-3 right now. We are, you know, a Ronnie Bell drop away from a W. We are a fumble away from Jordan Macy. Now that's another W. You know, at some point you got to hold the players accountable. You know what I mean? Yep. And one thing I don't like about Niner fans is when we lose, you look like, oh, this guy's supposed to block left, this guy's supposed to block right. That's ridiculous, man.
It is. We got a break. We got 2 minutes till break. All right, let's get Mike and Santa Clara on. Mike, thanks for holding, Mike.
Damn, Bonte, with that anger and intensity, maybe we should put you an outside linebacker on the team, man.
Hey, you know what? I played outside linebacker in high school because I was a step too slow for anything else. And let me tell you, every high school team ran my way. They had plenty of success in doing it. So you probably don't want me an outside linebacker.
Hey, we couldn't do any worse, right? You know,
I can contain every now and then.
That's good to know, man. So I just wanted to talk about, you know, these are the days where I'm really missing like our dog on the field in Dre Greenlaw. You know, he did bring that intensity, and I just feel like, you know, with that type of attitude, you know, I'm curious to know what the defense would look like. Would it be, you know, it wouldn't be a shell of itself. And I know he's got to come back at some point, but, you know, he may not even be still 100% getting back up to speed and everything. But, you know, with that guy on the field, man, he just brought that attitude to the team. He would get in people's faces and everything. I just miss the fact that we don't have Greenlaw out there.
I miss him too.
And one last thing, Bonte, also, that truth machine comment last night or yesterday, I was still eating crow today. My friends were just still clowning on me that I forgot it was you on there,
no,
man.
No, it's all good. Hey, listen. Yeah. Listen, Mike, I'm a very forgettable host, okay? Nobody will miss me at all. Hey, you should have seen the comments in the poster section. How does this guy still have a job in media? This clown? I mean, boy.
And I want to thank you guys, Shasky, and...
I'm telling you, I'm one of the more forgettable hosts in 95-70 game history. All right, call the priest. Can you get him on the line?
It's Father Patrick.
Father Patrick.
I'll call him at the break. I got to kind of set up what's going
on. Is he Christian?
I'm not just bringing
Catholic?
Him in cold turkey.
All right.
He has to tell him what to say ahead of time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is not so, true.
Those mysterious ways we keep talking about.
So basically, we become the Jim Rome / Colin Coward show. Everything's scripted.
Man, they do numbers.
The jungle.
Oh man.
It's the smack off. Fontaine Chasky. Clones, 95-7 the game.
Honestly, we need to win off the. I honestly, God, love it. I don't mean to use. I'm sorry to say God, but if the Niners do lose, expect a text from me at 8:30 saying I'm not making it on Friday. I can't do it Friday if they lose. I can't do it.
I can't solo.
We'll do it live.
That's the attitude.
Yeah, no, I can't do it. I can't. Not Friday. If they lose on Thursday, I can't come in here. I can't.
Just show remotely.
I can't. No, I won't even do that. I won't even do that. It's coming up on the game. I'm just taking a quick vacation. What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by 3 month thing.
You and
celebrating
Sala.
60 years of full service banking with no compromises. 888-957-9570. What is the identity of the San Francisco 49ers in 2024? Let's do a little word association on the other side.